Welcome to the Manifestation Bay podcast. My name is Catherine Zinkina, and I'm a master mindset coach and success strategist for entrepreneurial babes just like you. I absolutely love helping you uplevel your life, your business, your finances, and helping you see the infinite potential within yourself to be, do, and have anything that you want. It is my duty and obsession to give you the tools, the resources, strategies, and teachings you need to manifest the reality of your wildest dreams. Think of this podcast as your daily dose of personal development to maximize your impact, your influence, and your income. If you're ready to get your ass kicked to the next level, then you've come to the right place. I hope you enjoy today's episode. Now let's begin. Hello, my beautiful souls, and welcome back to another episode of the Manifestation Bay podcast. I hope you're having an incredible morning, afternoon, evening, wherever you are in the world. I got my grandparents visiting this week, so my house is a little chaotic, and I'm like, oh boy, where am I supposed to fit this podcast episode in? So I found 15 minutes of quiet so that I can bang this out. Wish me luck. Because I literally, oh my God, you guys, like 2 minutes ago, my mom, who, as you know, lives with us because she's our full-time nanny, and we're just this blended, big, happy family in this house, and she just had the blender going for like 10 minutes straight. I'm like, what is going on in the kitchen? My grandparents are very loud, and they're like screaming at each other in front of my bedroom window. And then Orion is screaming because he's hungry and he's with them. And so I'm like, oh my God, there's so much chaos right now. But now that we've reached some peace, I'm really excited to get into this episode. So today is about your future self. Today is about your future self, or the version of you who already has everything that she wants, and why this version of you is not a better version of you. This episode is all about letting go of perfectionism in the manifestation process. So I want to talk about perfectionism and where perfectionism actually leads us. And newsflash, hint, hint, it's not where we want to go. So I'm excited to dive into this topic. And this topic is brought to you by Courtney, who submitted a question in my lovely Q&A inbox, which I will post a link to in the show notes. So if you want to leave your voice question submission for me to answer, hopefully, potentially in a future episode, then you can go ahead and do so in the show notes. So without further ado, let's roll Courtney's question, and then we'll get into my answer. Roll the tape.
Hi, Catherine. Thank you so much for holding space to do this. My question for you is, when I'm imagining my future self and how she would think, act, be, etc., how can I avoid putting her on such a high pedestal that it sort of feels like I'll never attain that level? How can I make choices based on what this better version of myself would do without necessarily feeling guilty for making a certain decision in the moment? Thank you again so much for doing this.
All right, Courtney. Oh my gosh. Okay. So for this episode, I am going to focus on a word that you said in your question that really stuck out for me. And by the way, this has come up so many times before over the course of my teaching manifestation career, where I always have this come up as a confusion point for a lot of people when it comes to embodying the version of them who already has everything that they want. And how oftentimes we think that this version of us is radically different than the version of us that lives today, and that we have to change some sort of core version of ourselves, and we have to be someone who we're not, and it feels so inauthentic. And of course, we resist because we're always going to resist what's inauthentic to us. It's never going to feel right in our bones, in our being, in our souls, and so therefore, we don't actually go anywhere. So I don't know if anyone else caught this, but there's a word that you used that stuck out to me, and it's going to base this entire episode. Like, this is where I'm going to dive in. It's the word better. This better version of me AKA, what I heard is the perfect version of me. So one of the sneakiest ways that our subconscious mind, or our ego, which is essentially the survival part of our mind, because the subconscious mind's prime directive is survival, the ego is what tethers us to the 3D. In the 3D world, we are vincible. We're not invincible. We're vincible, I guess. Is that a word? I don't know. It's the opposite of invincible. Like, we actually can die as our human selves. And so it's very tied to survival, right? So one of the sneakiest ways our subconscious mind or ego limits us in our growth in a very well-intentioned way, because there's no actual self-sabotage that exists. There's no real such thing as self-sabotage. The subconscious mind or ego isn't ever purposely being like, I'm going to keep you from success on purpose. That's not a thing. It's always well-intentioned, and it's always coming from this concern for our safety, okay? But one of the ways that it limits us in the frame of reference being us achieving our dream life is by convincing us that we have to be perfect in order for us to live the life that we want to live and manifest what we want to manifest. And that's because perfectionism is linked to safety. It's a flawed thinking, but it makes total sense why we engage in it from a protection standpoint. For example, we have this flawed thinking pattern that I won't get hurt if I'm perfect. People won't judge me if I'm perfect. I won't get abandoned if I'm perfect. I won't mess up if I'm perfect. I won't fail if I'm perfect. I won't lose anything if I'm perfect. I won't lose anyone if I'm perfect. I will be loved if I'm perfect. I will be worthy if I'm perfect. I will be enough if I'm perfect, okay? And we can go on and on and on here forever. And the unfortunate thing about this is that it simply doesn't work. You can never be perfect enough to avoid challenges in your life. And this is why we think that perfectionism is going to serve us, because we want to avoid pain. But pain is inevitable in life. We are going to have challenges in our life, because challenges and obstacles and these growth opportunities and these initiations that we go through in some, you know, sometimes really painful ways are experienced irrespective of how perfect you are, because it has to do with your soul incarnating here in this lifetime on this planet at this time to grow and to evolve. And challenges are one of the most beautiful gifts that we could have for our path to success, because we learn the most through challenges. And if you ask any successful person whether they learned more from their failures or from their successes, they're all going to say, I learned way more from my failures, and I learned nothing from my successes, right? Every time I think about, you know, myself in the Maldives or Bora Bora or Fiji or one of my favorite islands on this planet, and just sipping a margarita, you know, just having had a really successful launch in my business, yes, it feels so fucking good. Yes, it's a very peak moment for me. Yes, it's a beautiful place to be in. But if everything went well in my launch and everything was perfect, and now I'm just having a perfect day after perfect day after perfect day on vacation, yes, it feels good, but am I learning anything? Not necessarily, right? It's in those launches that don't go well. It's in those mistakes that I make. It's in the days where something goes off or something happens or there's a challenge or a failure comes up that I learn the most from, okay? So you cannot avoid challenges no matter what. Your soul came to planet Earth to learn, to learn and remember who you are. And so to think that you're going to avoid pain by being perfect is an extremely flawed way of thinking. So they come, meaning challenges come, as a part of life, and everyone gets served challenges that allows their souls to grow and evolve in each lifetime. Perfectionism, this is going to blow your mind, okay? Because it blew my mind when I thought about it. Perfectionism is the lowest frequency you can embody, It is the lowest frequency. We think it's the highest frequency. We think it's the best. We think that this idealistic version of ourselves or this idealistic life is high frequency. It's actually low frequency. It's the lowest frequency because it is mere survival mode. It only creates a life where you merely survive and you go through the motions and you only experience just enough to get by because that's what you get from low frequency living. The reason why it's the lowest frequency you can embody comes from something I heard way back in the day in my NLP training back in 2017. It's the most brilliant thing I've ever heard and it made so much sense ever since then and really helped me uncouple myself from the need to be perfect. My teacher at the time said, perfectionism is the lowest standard we could ever set for ourselves because it's an impossible standard to reach. And so therefore, if we set it as a standard, we're never actually going to go anywhere. We're going to stay put exactly as we are. Perfect is impossible. And so by accomplishing or trying to be perfect, we're never going to reach anything. I know, right? Like it's so wild to think about. We think that it's going to drive us and push us and make us better when in fact it keeps us stuck right where we are. And guess what? This is also going to blow your mind because it blew my fucking mind when I thought about it. Your future self or the version of you who already has everything that she wants is living the dream life right now as we speak, right? She has accomplished a ton. And because she's accomplished a ton, because she's living the dream life, this is proof that she isn't perfect. She couldn't have gone there. She couldn't have gone anywhere. She couldn't have achieved anything if she was perfect. How could she if she was setting the lowest standard for herself? Do you get that? She couldn't have possibly reached her dream life by setting the lowest standard possible for herself. I can't believe it's been almost 2 years since I've last hosted a live training. Well, consider this a manifestation because for the first time in almost 2 years, I'm hosting a live 3-day money manifestation training called Cashflow. And the best part, it's absolutely free to join. We're going to be talking all about raising your financial set point, taking your power back when it comes to money so that it no longer has its hold on you, having money respond to you as the sovereign queen of money, not the other way around, becoming wealthy without frying your nervous system, the exact steps to accessing financial abundance for life, and so much more. You can sign up for this free training at manifestationbabe.com/cashflow. Again, that's manifestationbabe.com/cashflow. We start May 15th, and I can't wait to see you there. The biggest reason why you may not be where you want to be right now is because you're not embodying the real future you. You're embodying a misrepresentation of who you think future self is you when you're seeing her as a better version of you or as a perfect version of you. You're too busy in perfection mode, which is keeping you in a low frequency. So how could you embody her if you're actually embodying the lowest frequency version of yourself? Do you get that? So what else makes you different from her besides this? Why is she there and why are you here and how can you actually bridge the two? And this is what I want you to understand. This is the biggest point of this whole episode. That version of you is already you. You already are her. And that version of you is within you. She's not out there somewhere. She's already within. It's all of these timelines that are intersecting within you where you have this choice to choose a timeline that simply reflects your desires rather than who you are at your core personality. That version of you is the exact same soul as you are, just a different expression on a different timeline. And the only thing that bridges the timeline is your frequency, which your frequency is reflected by your state of consciousness, which your state of consciousness is primarily made up of your beliefs. Also, her behaviors might be different, her habits might be different, and the decisions that she makes are different. But that's it. your core personality, your core character traits, your core characteristics, your innate gifts, and your innate talents are going to remain the same. So if you talk to me 8 years ago when I was broke, back in 2016, when I was broke, living on my grandma's couch, $25,000 in debt, if you would have talked to me, you would have been talking to a very similar Catherine, because I had the exact same personality as I do today. I have the same passions. I have the same interests. I have the same talents. I have the same gifts, the same desires. I'm the same soul, right? I just lived a different life based on my mental state, my state of consciousness, the beliefs that I had about myself, the beliefs I had about life, the beliefs I had about business, about money, all those things. Yeah, those things were different. And the decisions that I made and the actions I took as a reflection of those beliefs, yeah, they were different. But it's not like I was a completely different person, or I am a completely different person today than I was back then. My authenticity remains the same. And that's the point of authenticity. Authenticity cannot be changed. It remains the same from birth. So my authentic self is still the same authentic self, no matter what life I live, no matter what I have, I'm still me. And future self is no different. So the version of me who's on a different timeline right now, living the life that I currently desire to live, like the dream life that I'm creating from this state, from this timeline, ready for the next timeline, that version of me is exactly how I am right now. She's still not perfect. She's still a human. Newsflash, she's still a human. Otherwise, I could never possibly ever be her. If she was not a human, that would be impossible. It's still me. I'm just engaging in different behaviors, believing different beliefs, engaging in different habits, and making different decisions that are in alignment with my desires. So the future version of you isn't someone who's better, isn't some idealistic version of you. Like, for example, if you're naturally introverted like me, but you think that future you is some extroverted networker who has a completely different personality type, who loves to engage in small talk and goes around and just talks all day, you're seeing it the wrong way. I'm the same introvert I've been my whole life right now. Like, I am the same. Ask my husband. Like, my husband loves to tell everyone this story of how, like, I really, at my core, am the same Catherine. I just live a different life. I'm just way more myself than I've ever been. I've just really grown into myself. I don't judge myself anymore for the fact that I fucking love my alone time. I don't see my quote unquote flaws as a hindrance. I see everything about myself as a gift. I've really shifted my belief systems. I've really embodied my perception of my worthiness and understood that my worthiness is a fact, not a feeling that I have to feel. It's a fact that I just own and know about myself. I just really see myself as valuable to the world. And I see my business and my work as a gift to the world. Like, I really just have rooted deeper into my authenticity, but I'm not different. Like, for example, I love my alone time still to this day. Cut into my alone time or get cut. It's simple. Like, don't fuck with my alone time. I'm not all of a sudden believing like, oh my God, Catherine in the future who has millions of dollars, she's so outgoing. She has to be so social. She has to go to bars and parties and restaurants and this and that and host networking parties and blah, 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 blah. Oh my God, I couldn't be more fucking miserable if I would have believed that and thought that I had to embody that version of myself that I thought was idealistic because I perceived other successful people for, you know, to all be extroverted and to all love engaging in small talk and just like going out to parties all the time and being social and having 27,000 million friends. That was my version of an idealistic Catherine. Imagine if I thought I had to embody her. I would never get to where I am today. Future you isn't all of a sudden like this naturally born, talented, professional violin player who has a superhuman ability to hear musical pitch that you're just going to magically gain just because you think that you need to have this gift in order to be successful, right? unless you genuinely desire to be a violin player, and I'm just using this as a random example, by the way, if you have this genuine desire to be a violin player, and this is something that you want to succeed at, and it's a part of who you are authentically, like you, it's a genuine desire in your heart, then yeah, it's time to start taking lessons, baby. Like, yes, let's go in that direction. But if it's not authentic to who you are, and it's like your mommy told you that that's what you need to do to be successful, and you go against your own authentic self, you go against who you are at your core and embody this idealistic version of yourself that simply is going to gain the love and respect and appreciation of your mom, then that's not it, right? That ain't it. Another example, if you aren't someone who in your core, you really want to have a business, like me in my core, I'm an entrepreneur. I cannot for the life of me ever have a corporate job. I just can't. I've always known I'm supposed to be my own boss. In fact, I remember, this is just a funny random side story, one of my biggest motivators for being my own boss happened very early on in high school, where we had mock interviews. I don't know if you ever had mock interviews in any of your classes or in your high school, if that's something that they did, where you got all dressed up for the day and you practiced having a job interview. Oh my God, I thought it was the worst thing I've ever done in my life. It scared the shit out of me. Like, it made me so uncomfortable. I had no idea how to pitch myself to some random ass company that I gave two fucks about. I couldn't like convince myself to want to impress these people. And I vow to myself, I will never be traditionally interviewed ever, 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 ever for any company. like I just really want to be my own boss and only be interviewed in the context of like a podcast or about my content or about my teachings. That's it. So anyway, let's say you are someone who doesn't want to have a business in your core, but you believe that you have to have a business to be successful and that money can only flow through you through a business and you can only make millions of dollars by having a business, then you're going against your authenticity and you're falling into a trap. It's not going to work. And you're forever going to be stuck because you're setting the lowest possible standard for yourself. You're embodying the lowest possible frequency that you can for yourself. So future you is still you. It's authentic you. And in fact, your authentic self is the highest frequency you can ever embody. That is the version of you who literally gets what she wants. And anytime you want to ask yourself, who is this version of you who gets what she wants, tap into who you were born to be. This is why I'm such a big proponent of human design. And I urge everyone to learn their human design, because you were literally born to be your most successful self. You're soul literally chose characteristics about yourself that will make you most successful in this lifetime. And if you don't know what those are, you better learn them. And the reason why you're not embodying that version of you is because you've taken society's blueprint of what makes you worthy and you're too busy embodying that instead. So I will link my favorite PDF that you can download and get a full customized reading of your design in this like beautifully created customized PDF that I partnered with Erin Claire Jones. We partnered together to create these beautiful co-branded human design readings. So I will link that in the show notes. If you haven't gotten that, I think it's like $99 or something like that. It is incredible and will literally give you a blueprint of who you are and how you can be most successful. So definitely get on that if you haven't. I've had like millions, bazillions of human design readings and astrology readings and stuff, because I really dive into this. I really, really dive into this. I think it's such a key to our pathway and becoming the best version of ourselves. And by best, I don't mean, again, in that egotistic hierarchy of perfectionism. It's just you being your most authentic self. Let's start to wrap this up. So how do we bridge the timelines? How do we collapse the timelines between where we are now and where we want to go? Primarily, it's embodying the state of consciousness that reflects the desires you have. So create new beliefs that serve you. Create new beliefs about yourself, about the world, about your work, about money, about relationships, and really raise your self-image to be the highest it can possibly be. See yourself as being the most worthy as who you already are. Not some idealistic version of you. You already are worthy. Period. End of story. So create beliefs that will help you and assist you with that, because with that, you're fucking unstoppable. Now make decisions that reflect your desires. So say yes to opportunities that genuinely excite you, not say yes to things that you feel obligated to say yes to, because that's not following the path of authenticity for you. Say no to obligations that drain the shit out of you. Stop giving your energy away to places that aren't authentically in alignment with who you are. Start a business from your passions and ideas that you can't stop thinking about. Go to that party where you will meet like-minded people. If you feel drawn to meet like-minded people, to have new friends who are on the same path as you, like, go to that networking event, go to that party, go meet like-minded people, go make decisions that are in alignment with that authentic version of yourself. It's the version of you who already has all of her desires, but it's still the authentic version of you, right? Like, it's not like you're going against your true nature. It's your true nature that is living a life filled with all of your desires. Okay. I hope that makes sense. Create habits that reflect your desires. Sleep 8 hours a night and make that a habit if you genuinely don't do well off of no sleep. I know that so many people have this idea that successful people wake up before 5 a.m. and they go to the gym and they hustle and they grind and they do all these things and they live a whole life by 7 a.m. Like, I haven't woken up before 7 a.m. and I don't know how long. And I will say that with a baby, like, obviously I'm lying a little bit, because with a baby, I wake up for the baby. Like, sometimes he wakes up at 6:30. Okay, that's fine. I'm talking in the context of not having a baby yet in my business. Like, let's talk about this coming from 3 years ago, 2 years ago, before Orion existed. I never woke up before 7 in the morning. Ever, 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 ever. I tried that shit. I tried to get on this masculine, this hyper masculine train of, like, this is how we become successful. It has to do with waking up early in the morning. No. Oh my God, no. If you do your best work at 3 p.m., you bet your ass that you're going to be most successful by working at 3 p.m. If you get your best work done at 8 p.m. and you're a night owl and you want to stay up till 3 in the morning and sleep in till noon, because that's how you embody your best self, that's how you embody your most authentic self, that's how you get your best work done, that's how you're happiest, that's how you're most rested, then yes, do that. That's how you're going to embody that version of you who already has everything that he, she wants, is because you're not coming from this place of being who you're not to create a life that you don't even like. Okay. That's a random, oh my God, that's a random soapbox I just went on, but I feel like that needed to be said. I feel like someone out there needed to hear that. Meditate daily to enhance your intuition. I think enhancing your intuition is an incredible habit that everyone should engage in. It's incredibly powerful. And I love doing that through meditation, through just listening to my ideas, listening to what source wants to tell me, listening to which path I should go down instead of being stuck in the busyness of everyone else's opinions and thoughts and whatever. Move your body daily to move your energy, read 15 pages of an inspiring book daily, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So all of this to say, I said I was going to wrap this up, but here I actually am wrapping it up now. I wanted to make this a shorter episode before my family starts going buck wild in the living room. So all of this to say, notice how in the embodiment, we don't change the core of who we are. You are still authentically you. You're not perfect you. And we simply access what your desires are and align your frequency to your desires by recognizing the frequency that would best make you an energetic match to your desires, mostly through your beliefs, decisions, and actions. And that is it. Okay? Hopefully this was helpful. If you thought of someone while listening to this podcast, I'd be so grateful if you share this episode with them. Please leave me a review on the podcast if you haven't yet. It takes 3 seconds. Okay, maybe it takes like a minute, but it's just a minute in exchange for so much. That means so much for me. One of the primary ways that I grow my podcast and reach more people is, you know, the podcasts that have the most amount of reviews tend to get rated higher. So I would so, so appreciate if you haven't left a review yet and you've been a listener, or even if this is your first episode and you really enjoyed this episode, I would be so fucking grateful. So thank you so much for that. And I will see you in the next episode. Mwah. Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in today's episode. If you absolutely loved what you heard today, be sure to share it with me by leaving a review on iTunes so that I can keep the good stuff coming. If you aren't already following me on social media, come soak up some extra inspiration on Instagram by searching at Manifestation Babe or visiting my website at manifestationbabe.com. I love and adore you so much and cannot wait to connect with you in the next episode. In the meantime, go out there and manifest some magic.